It's very sad. But life goes on. It's the news, according to me. Good Friday morning. It is Friday, October 4th, 9:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am in, as promised, the French Quarter of New Orleans. Or, for those of you who aren't from around these parts, New Orleans. It is a interesting place to be. It's a place where if you order sweet tea, they just bring you regular tea. It's not sweet at all. You have to put like 10 packs of sugar in it to make it sweet enough. Apparently. Maybe they misunderstood me. But, you know, when you say sweet tea down south, you would just think that they would just do that. This is the kind of a place where they look at you funny if you say, I want unsweetened tea. They would look at you funny like, oh, you're one of those. Yeah. So I don't know what was going on with that. But in my cup, in my thermos here, I do have some sweet tea, but it's sweet homemade peach tea. Very good stuff. However, I do not have chai, and I was going to fix myself some regular tea this morning, just some hot tea to drink, and got the old, of course, you have to use the coffee makers in the rooms, of course, that's how that works. You use the coffee maker, and then, of course, your tea tastes like coffee, which is just, they don't just make hot water heat, pots just to heat up hot water. You can put, I have done the trick where you just put water in a cup and you put it in the microwave, and that works fairly well. Keeps that coffee flavor out of everything. But not that there's anything wrong with coffee, I just don't like it. And so I got the coffee maker out. It's a Keurig, of course, and everybody's wanted the Keurig. So I got the Keurig out this morning. Got it all ready to go. Make sure there's water in there, and it's going to fill her all up there and do all my stuff and then make some hot water for tea. And then I realized there are no coffee cups here. They have plastic, like water cups. Those typically don't go well when you put, scalding hot water in them, and either they melt or they burn your hand when you try to pick them up. There's no way to do that. So I have no coffee cups. There's lids. Everything else is here. But those are gone. So I don't know. I'm going to leave a little note here and say, hey, please put some cups in this room, because there's no cups. I need cups. I have to have cups. So I'll get along with it, okay? I'll get by. Life goes on. I'll be fine. I still have my sweet peach tea here to have fun with, having it go down my throat. Splash around in my mouth. Good old tasty taste. That's one honor. So, in the meantime, let's just the fallout from the debate has been very interesting. I don't know if any of you have been keeping up with this. One of the most common comments that are going out right now about the J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance was, he was slick. He was slick. He was just really slick. He's really polished and slick. Now they're trying to make it sound like Tim Walz was just this down-home guy that just a regular guy. Just a regular guy out there. Yeah, just a regular guy who wants tampons in grade school boys' bathrooms. Just a regular guy who likes to see Minneapolis burn to the ground. It's just the protests and all the violence and the killing that happened after. Now, if you look into this whole George Floyd thing, there was a lot of suppressed evidence, a lot of disallowed evidence. The fellow who supposedly had his knee on somebody's neck. And just look at the whole thing. Chauvin got a bad deal. He got a bad rap. I'm not saying the guy was a good cop. I'm not saying, I think there were better ways the whole thing could have been handled. However, George Floyd was not a saint by any means. They made him out to be this it just amazes me that the way they talk about this guy. He was a troublemaker. He was out on the street doing some things he shouldn't have been doing. He had all kinds of drug issues. Whatever his personal problems were that got him into the situation he was in, that's I'll let the professionals deal with that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychotherapist. I'm not a financial counselor. Guy made some bad choices. And those, you know, of course, the left would say, oh, those choices were made for him. Oh, those because of systemic racism. That's why he was in the situation. Well, that's funny because there's a lot of other people from that area that aren't in that situation. So, all under the leadership of at the time. All those bad things that were happening to him, all the systemic racism that was going on was coming from the left. They were the ones in systemic charge of that place. So I don't know what you can say about that. Just to blame, you know. So let's vote for another white man, I guess. I don't know. So we have this issue that they've got now with J.D. Vance is that he's a slick. He's slick. He's slick. He's like a car salesman. No, you want to talk about slick. Now, this J.D. Vance was, I think he was professional. I think he was poised. I think he was, they're tripping over themselves trying to find reasons to defame this guy because they know he won. They know he was not the person they made him out to be. This is what they always do. They did the same thing with Joe Biden. Oh, Joe Biden's, oh, he's the most cogent. Oh, he's this is the best version of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's the best person in the world. He's the only one who can pull our country out of the situation we're in. He's the one who got us in the situation we're in. And they sit there and talk about how great he is until he's gone. Now they don't talk about him at all. You'd think if he was such a great guy and such a great president and so heroic that they would have him out on the campaign trail 24/7 campaigning for Kamala. That's not the way that works. They have cast him aside. Basically, they're trying to keep him back in the basement again. Now Kamala is the one she's the wonderful one. She goes out for the photo ops, does all the stuff, gets all the pictures, gets all the sound bites. This is a made-for-TV candidate. Do you want to talk about polished, slick, used car salesman? Let's talk about Gavin Newsom. He is the epitome of slick, sharp little. He has these little quips that he'll say, these little things that he'll say that come across, and it hits the sound bites. It does all the right things. And yet, look at the way he governs. Look at his personal life and the way he treated everybody in California, and yet was out at the French Laundry and all the other things that he did during COVID. Because the rules weren't for him; the rules were for everyone else. And of course, if you were unvaccinated and you were out threatening the lives of the people who were vaccinated, how does that work? So only vaccinated people can keep each other from being sick? Because the unvaccinated are... Why should the vaccinated be afraid of the unvaccinated? Seems like it should be the other way around. Because the vaccinated can carry, according to our wonderful doctor, Fauci, according to him, I played the audio many, many times in the thorax, the nasal thorax. They carry just as much of the virus in the nasal pharynx and can spread the virus just as much as anybody who's unvaccinated. And in fact, they can be sick and they can die. And now we're finding out that there are some serious problems with the vaccine. But they won't. Of course, the news media won't cover this kind of stuff. It's all happening behind the scenes. A lot of the excess deaths and things that are going on, the reports coming back from the embalmers, people who are taking care of the corpses, that kind of thing, of people who are passing away right now. What they're finding in the bloodstreams of some of these people is just it's quite alarming. Now, how much of this is true, how much of it's not, I don't know. I'm really not too sure. But it sounds pretty bad to me. But you want to talk about slick. You talk about Gavin Newsom. He is a used car salesman. He's what I always have said, if you took a used car salesman and combined him with a televangelist, one of these, you know, one of the shyster televangelists, slick preacher. I won't get into too much of this on theology. There's some people who preach on television. They're fine. But just one of those, you know, one of those televangelist guys who are phony, the phony guys. One of those guys with a used car salesman. You combine those two, and you've got Gavin Newsom. That's what you've got. So, folks, this is going to be another short show this morning, unfortunately. Or maybe fortunately for you, I don't, for those of you who don't want to listen to much more of this. Those of you who are trying to fall asleep during my little talk, hopefully you can just get a quick nap here real quick. I just get really tired and get to sleep really quickly. Because it's we've got a lot of things happening, a lot of things unfolding here as we move into October. And it's just looking like the rhetoric is going to increase. Now, I continue to warn you, this rhetoric is only going to ramp up after, if Donald Trump wins, they're not going to settle down, they're not going to back off. It can be an overwhelming victory, and these people will just say, this was obviously rigged, it was obvious. For 4 years, all we heard about was how Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. You think this is going to change if he wins again this time? And they're gonna panic even more. They've made this guy out to be more of a monster than he was the first time. So they believe this stuff. They believe their own rhetoric. And this is when it starts to become very scary to me. Is that these people are absolutely just off their rocker. They're just nuts. And it's interesting to see some of the same people that are coming around and saying, you know, I gotta admit this isn't, you know. I actually take a look at what's going on here. This is not. I can't go on with this. This is. You know, Trump's not such a bad guy. We got to stop this crap from the left. Next week, I plan on having some audio of a lot of things that Kamala has said and is saying on the campaign trail, especially things it's all about collectivism, and we're going to hit this again next week about some of the things that she said about collectivism. It's sad that right now that we've got this. You know, the storm has moved through the country and. FEMA now is apparently doesn't have any money. They're going to send checks to households, $750 for immediate needs. But FEMA is basically broke because they've been gutting FEMA to take care of the migrant crisis. So there's no money there. And misappropriation of funds. This is an illegal thing that they're doing with those funds. FEMA wasn't supposed to be involved in immigration crisis, but it is a crisis, and that's why they're involved in it. And they're spending all their money on that. So here we are. FEMA doesn't have enough money to take care of the people who really need it right now during a federal disaster. And it's sickening. This is absolutely atrocious to me. We'll talk about this whole collectivism thing and some of the rhetoric that's been spoken by Mayorkas, by some of the people that are in power right now, and the way they're treating the fact that they're in power, but they're not responsible for it. On day one, I'm going to do all this. Well, why don't you do it now? This is day one. Today's day one. Do it. You're in power. It's your administration right now. Just do it. You're telling me you can't convince Joe Biden to do these things right now and get the country straightened back up so you can win? You're not going to do those things. You're lying to us through your teeth. You're going to blame the Republicans again. Oh, can't get it done because the Republicans are stopping us. Because, wait, that border bill. We'll talk about the border bill, too, next week. Because it was quite atrocious. It wasn't a border bill. Not at all. It was just... They call it that, but that's not what it was. So, and we'll get into some of that, those kind of things next week. I have a lot more time to deal with getting some recordings for you folks. God bless. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Shabbat Shalom.